Purim. What's Purim about? Vadim and the Shmuzim have been talking about Purim is Purim Lohodiya Shoshanas Yaakov Tzohola V'Sameich Berosam Yachat Cheles Mordechai. Shuasam Hayisol Netzach. The Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Means what happened then can happen again. Doesn't always happen again. V'tikvasam v'choldar v'hadar. V'hodiyah. What is the purpose of Purim? To tell us the following message. Shel kol kovecha lo yevosha. Anyone who has deep emun and bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be embarrassed. Lo kolnu lo netzach kol chosim bo. Teach us bitochen. What does that mean? The Rambam writes that the purpose of Purim is to teach us the koach hatfilo. That we have to have a deep belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we sincerely, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk in the beginning of V'yaschanon, Kimi goy godo asher lo Elokim krov v'meilav, kashem Elokeinu v'chol koreinu elav. It was a gzeira. Now, and this is very relevant to the matzav we're in today. I spoke many times about it, and I don't know how much it penetrated. But sometimes if I speak 10 million times, maybe I'll make a mashu of a dent. It was a gzeira. And a few things happened at the same time. Just look at the sequence of events. Klal Yisrael in Shushan HaBira, and only in Shushan HaBira, took part in that Seuda, for which the Gemara said they deserve to be totally destroyed. But only Klal Yisrael in Shushan HaBira. At that Seuda, what happens? At the time of Gzeira to destroy Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu plants the seeds of a potential Yeshua. Exactly at that time. What happens? Get rid of Vashti, replace her with Esther. A little while later, another story happens. Big son of Asherish. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this gzeira that was made at that time. And the gzeira that's made at that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, every gzeira, there's a way out. Tshuva is always possible. Tefillah is always possible. But I have to set in motion what I'm going to need to bring that Yeshua. Then, this gentleman called Haman. But here, there's a Nisayan to Klal Yisrael. That Nisayan is a big Nisayan. Gemara sees this as a very crucial point. Yes, the Jews in Shushan HaBira deserve to be destroyed for participating in the Suda. But what about the Jews in 127 provinces? So, the Nisayan of Haman. They bowed down, they all bowed down to the Tzelem. Haman walked around with an Avodah Zarah on his chest, forcing everyone to worship his Avodah Zarah. And they all bowed down. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not only the people in Shushan HaBira deserve to be destroyed, but also all the people in 127 provinces should be destroyed. Then, You have this maniac Haman. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs, and Haman, filled with anger, decides he wants to destroy all the Jews. 127 provinces. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the next step, and the Gzeira. And Mordechai yada is kol hashena asa. And Mordechai knew it. Vayikra Mordechai is begodov. And Mordechai was deeply concerned. So what does the pasuk say? Vayetze besocho ir, vayizak zo'oka gedolu umara. So, Rashi says, Mordechai yada. Amalo, balachalom amalo, shehaskimu he'elyonim lokach, fish hishtachvu letzelem bimeinu v'chanetzer, v'shenogu mesodos. It was they bowed down at the time of Nebuchadnezzar to Hatzelem, and now they were doing it again. Jews like to be accepted as equal citizens in the countries they are. And if it means Avodah Zorah, it means Avodah Zorah. Means a Goyish lifestyle, it means a Goyish lifestyle. Therefore, there's no future. So Mordechai is a Navi, is informing Hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with Xavier. It's not Stam Haman's idea. It's Min HaShemayim, the whole thing. Vayavo ad lifnei Shar HaMelech. And came lifnei Shar HaMelech. And all of Klal Yisrael. Evel Godol Ayhudim Vetzom Vubchi Umisbeh. Crying. And Esther finds out about it. And she doesn't know the tochen hadvarim. So she sends clothes to Mordechai. Get out of your sack v'yefe. Tikra Esther l'hasoch, her trusted hasoch. So Risi HaMelech, who's Jewish, some say it was Daniel. But it's Lodas maze v'almaze. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, alze almaze? If Mordechai is doing this, that means Mordechai must know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim to this gzeira. And she wants to know, what is the aveira? There's a whole way of looking at Jewish history happening here. How do you view events? Chazal are telling us very clearly. Mazer al mazer. What did Klal Yisrael do to deserve to be all the Jews in 127 provinces to be destroyed? What'd they do? It doesn't happen. If there is such a gzeira, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that gzeira. And what did they do to deserve that gzeira? Now, there's a lot of Choshevah Jews around there. What do you think, they're a bunch of riffraff? No. Very Choshevah Jews there. And Mordechai told her exactly what it was. So what does Esther say? So Esther says, I can't go to the Melech. Now, Vatikra Esther Latsoch Mesor Se HaMelech. Well, the word melech is, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And she says, Kol avdei ha-melech, v'ol am u'bdinos ha-melech yodim, ish v'ish asher yavo el ha-melech. He said, for me to do something now, and Chazal tell us, is a double meaning to this word, to this pasuk. One is a meaning to the pasuk, I can't go to see Achashverosh. Another meaning of the pasuk, I can't get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I don't see if that was the reason for the Gzeira, why the Gzeira should be changed. then, Anilon Akresa of all the middle, Zeshloshim Yom. And it's been 30 days since the king called me, and it's 30 days since I had a Nevuah. She was also a Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has closed off to me the windows of Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has rejected me. That's why Chazal say, when she walked into the room of Achashveiro, she said, Keli, Keli, Loma Zavtoni. Now, so what does Mordechai say about going to Achashverosh? He says, listen, tells Esther as follows. There's a hashgacha going on here. Don't you see what's happened? What do you think? You're so beautiful. All of a sudden that Achashverosh fell in love with you like that. He got angry at Vashti. Exactly at the time they were eating from the Suda, it was exactly the time Vashti got killed and therefore set up. No, no. This is Hashgacha happening here. Open your eyes. Umi Yodeyim Leiz Kazos Higat Lamalchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, put you in your position to save Klal Yisrael. And you in your position to save Klal Yisrael are, and if you don't take that opportunity, if Klal Yisrael will be saved, they'll be saved. If they won't be saved, they won't be saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in your position to save Klal Yisrael, so you better save Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, you're irrelevant. You're superfluous. And just as Achashverosh get rid of his last queen, he can get rid of this queen. So what does Esther answer him? Vatomer asked the Hoshev al Mordechai. Ain't a chanami. You're right. I'm in a position. Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in that position. I have to use my position. But wait a second. If Klal Yisrael don't do tshuva, there's no point. Because it's a gzeri, because in Aveira they have to do tshuva. But tzumu alai, tzum means tefillah. V'am, and even ours are awesome king. V'chein, ovo al ha-melech. And I'll go el ha-melech. Don't say el ha-chashverosh, el ha-melech, which means there's a double meaning here. I'll go. And as she walks in to the room of Achashverosh, she says, she has a tefillah, Keli, Keli, Loma, Zavtoni, Rochuk Mishuasi. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've abandoned me. I don't feel my tefillahs are getting through. But Klal Yisrael have done tshuva. Please, Mevatel L'Gzeira. That's what she does before she walks in. Knowing whether Achashverosh will pick up his Sharvet HaZohov, Achashverosh will not pick up his Sharvet HaZohov, there's nothing to do how beautiful she is. She's been fasting for 3 days. She's pale, weak. She didn't go in and say, listen, I have to make myself as beautiful as possible. I have to feel healthy and energetic, have a few good steaks, and really feel good about myself. No. She's been fasting for 3 days. Pale, weak, barely can move. But she knows whether Achashverosh is going to say yes or Achashverosh is going to say no. Has nothing to do with anything except HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering her tefillahs. And then she comes to Achashverosh and she says, Vatom Esther, Ima Melech Tov. She somehow feels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering her tefillahs. She somehow feels that Ein Hachanami, it's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but time hasn't come quite yet. Come to the Suda, one Suda for the next Suda, until she's waiting for the Hashgacha to play itself out. And between the first Suda and the next Suda, that's when the whole turnaround happens. By Laila Hu Nodudoshnas Hamelech. And Chazal say, Melech, Malech, Malech, Hamloch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That night, Kavayoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't sleep. That night, everything changes in the Shemayim. The Xavier's bottle. Chai Yisrael have done tshuva, a tshuva shlema. The tefillah, Chai Yisrael are davening. Ki mi Hashem lo kenu b'chol koreinu elav. That's what we said. And they had deep bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through their tshuva and through their tefillah, the gzeru will be bought. Lohodiyah. Shakol kovech lo yevosh lo yikol mulo netzach kol acholsim. That's that. Could just turn it off. Okay. That is the Yisod HaPurim. The ability to understand that a Kodesh Baruch who runs this world down to the finest detail, and things happen here and things happen there, and things are planned way in advance. The world isn't just happening by accident. And whether or not the Gzeirah will be successful has nothing to do with anything except tshuva and tefillah. Yes, it turns out that 5 years before there was Bigson Vesherish, and there was this, and everything fell into place perfectly at that point. Kadosh Baruch Hu set up all the pieces to the puzzle, but then waiting. When do you put the puzzle together? It depends on tshuva and tefillah. Without tshuva and tefillah, the puzzle doesn't come together. With tshuva and tefillah, the puzzle does come together. That's the story of Purim. Maybe it happened once. What do we say? Shua sam ha-yisol ha-netzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this always. But tikvosom, and the fact that we have tikva, hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of turning around and exhale b'chol dor v'dor, is always. And the Rambam writes that the purpose of Purim is to know the koach of tshuva and tefillah. Now, let's go fast forward to a year ago. A year ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought an unbelievable gzeira on the world. Unbelievable gzeira on the world. And the world has been shaken down to its... Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a lot of things in advance. And a lot of things are happening in this world. This world politically, United States is in a massive of chaos. Right now, everything I read about the UK with Brexit, it's a massive chaos. Europe has become paralyzed. The world's in, besides everything else, the world's in chaos. This year has been a year of natural disasters beyond any conceivable thing that you can imagine. From the snows, from the forest fires in California, from the locust plagues all through Africa and Asia, millions of people dying of starvation, from right now the snowstorm and cold storms that paralyzed the state of Texas. The whole world's in a state of natural disasters, social collapse. Kadosh Baruch Hu's turning the world over. Well, you have to understand that's what he is. All of a sudden, 4 years ago, there was Meshuggah completely who got elected as President of the United States, and he said this and that. What do you think, it just happened by accident? It happened by accident that someone who his lawyer happened to be very big pro-Israel, and his daughter and son-in-law happened to be pro-Israel. This happened by accident? Are you crazy? Nothing happens by accident. Kadosh Baruch Hu is planning something, but that's b'chol dor v'dor. History does not happen by accident. It's planned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the finest detail. Down to the finest detail. And if someone, if Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister of the UK, with everything with Brexit that came as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure he was in office. And a good number of years ago, made sure that Brexit happens. And if everything happened 12 years ago when Obama got in, and 4 years ago when Trump got in, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu planning. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But there's a Gzeirah Min HaShamayim happening now. Now, in the Gzeirah Min HaShamayim, you have to wake up. You have to wake up. What does that Gzeirah Min HaShamayim say? Gzeirah Min HaShamayim, first of all, there's a horrible illness going here. And what do you do with a horrible illness? You do two things. Very clear halachas in Shulchan Aruch, what you do. No big secret. You deal with the medical information that you have, and you do hishtadlis, and you do tefillah and tshuva. But when Esther Hamalka asked, Mazal, Mazal, she didn't just say davin. No, she understood davin. If such a gzeira happens, that means there's a reason for that gzeira. It's a gzeira min HaShemayim. History is not accidental. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs it. And without tshuva, all the crying and tefillah doesn't make a difference. We say Kapit Lech Tillim after davening. How many people take that serious? I want to ask everyone in this room. How many people take that serious as a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Yeshua from our current matzah? Well, okay, Chazan saying, blah, 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 blah. I'm running out to breakfast anyway. Half the people 1 foot out the door on the way to breakfast. So let's just look a little more what it means. A year ago, it was unbelievable gzeira against the world. More people have died, and I keep up with the United States statistics. More people have died in the United States, America, than in a lot of the wars. Take the Vietnam War, the Korean War together, more. Over 500,000 people have died in the United States from this. Just macha. How many parnassos have been destroyed? Economic chaos throughout the world. So you can look at it. Okay, there's a laboratory in China, maybe. You can look at it that way. Or you can look at it, listen, it could have come from a laboratory in China, it could have come from a bat in China, it could have come from, the latest conspiracy theory in Iran is that Israel did it to the world, whatever. Last year on Purim, what are those of us who know Maamari Chazal, when Titus walked out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Briyak Tana Yesh. They have this little thing, and it's a little insect that climbed in Titus's nose, went up into his sinus and made him crazy his entire life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are loads of ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get this virus into the world. Does it through a China? I'm a sugar and a Chinese scientist who developed it. Is it from someone eating a live bat? Whatever it is. That's just the tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to unleash this on the world. And there's the Rambam. The Rambam Rambam says, very simple. If there's a gzeira against the world, means there's something fundamentally wrong with the world. Gzeira against the tzibur, wrong with the tzibur, against the gzeira and the yochid. Against the world, and it affects those people. Baruch Baruch Hu, the midas hadin kosher in this world. And if it's affecting Klal Yisrael in a very serious way, it's affecting Klal Yisrael in a very serious way. That means, to the degree we're part of the world, we're going to be involved in the gzeira against the world. What is the world today? The world has any spiritual values? No. The world, the intellectual world has gone crazy. I have an article of state of Oregon, or state of Washington, I think, Washington. It's changing the mathematics. It began in Seattle. Now it's the whole thing. They call it ethnomathematics. Ethnomathematics. Why? Mathematics teaches you there's absolutes. There are no absolutes in the world. That's white supremacy. Okay. It teaches you there's one answer. There are multiple answers. 7 plus 5 might be 11, might be 12, it could be 13. We have to check. You can't give a definitive 7 plus 5 is 12. That's white man's control of racism. Crazy, shiba crazy, but an entire state in the United States of America is changing their mathematics curriculum around that. You want to see how crazy the world has gone? Ethnomathematics, okay. The world's gone nuts. They lost any balance. The East, the city of Chicago, it's changing the names. Who's postal now? Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, a whole bunch of other people. There's no balance. There's nothing. It's a world gone nuts. Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking a world, not only physical catastrophe, the whole world is in chaos. And to the degree that we're part of that world, ideologically and everything, we're going to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, telling the world change, telling us, don't be part of this crazy world. And what's this world about? I've talked and talked and talked. Talk again. There's nothing spiritual in this world. Nothing. The world is mikol hashebacharu, pursuit of pleasure. This world is a physical pursuit of pleasure. Everyone's out busy enjoying themselves, having a great time. You know why people on drugs are getting drunk all the time? Because they're basically depressed and they're looking for an escape from their depressions. Not they're having a good time. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, divorce yourself from the entire culture of the world. You're a neshama. Your tafkid in this world is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is your exclusive tafkid. Remember who you are and what you are. Remember what makes a Jew. And there's a very end. That's what Esther said. All the tefillahs. I'm not saying the joke tefillah after shacharis. I think that's a total joke. I think there should be a tefillah. But the way I see Bochum take it seriously, people really think, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us when a gefelach amatzav. I'll be frank with you. I look out, I haven't seen it. I have my own tefillahs for this, but that is exerim and a shemayim. Requires tshuva, requires deep soul searching, requires tefillah. That's the yisod of Purim. That's what Purim is all about.